Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just had a revelation.
Okay, cool. Let's talk to Tim. Let's talk to Tim right now. We're going to let Pastor Tim hop up on the mic real quick. What's the revelation?
I just had a whole revelation.
What's that?
And I got to give you credit because you have allowed my brain to completely unlock. Niggas is broke, right? This is the premise of the whole conversation. Is niggas is broken. They're 180 triangle lopsided niggas. They ain't whole. The women are whole. The men are not whole. The men need a man to set the pecking order so that they can be controlled by a man. And once controlled by that man, they find their North Star. Mm-hmm. And then they can be the man they can actually that they actually need to be. Then and only then should they come into some connection with a woman.
Correct. Because right. They will not do it. They will not. They will destroy anything that they touch if they are not constructed the right way.
Dap me up.
Okay. So hold on.
No. Let me cook.
Let him cook.
I gotta cook.
Let him cook.
Because I know who that man is.
Who's the man?
It's Yeshua. Mm. That's why he was born male.
Well,
based on what you're saying,
he was born male to talk to men, to fix those men, correct?
Point them to their true North Star, and that way they know how to interact with a woman. And maybe this is why he is the man and the savior, so that he could have one true bride. Who happens to be at this point, confessions, not lifestyle, confessions, around 2 billion people. Perhaps it is that man, Jesus, the Christ, in a male body, born into this world, taking male disciples so that he could fix that 180 and ensure that they have the truest pecking order. That he is the firstborn amongst our brethren. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is the epiphany I'm having. One of the reasons why it was important for me to sit down with you is because, and the thing I told you off air before we even got on is, I know we said we about to debate. You know, that was the come see a thing, right? Mm-hmm. But debates don't allow people to finish their sentence. Which is why when I get passionate about something, I always say, pardon the interruption. And if you said, let me continue, I would have let you. There's probably some people complaining that you talk too long, but I'm glad you're getting all your philosophy out. Getting interrupted does not value you, that devalues you. Mm-hmm. And I hope you haven't felt that from me.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
But I am 10 toes down in this book, mm-hmm. right? And to what you are saying, here is my heart and my passion right now. Girl, you so close to the kingdom. Ooh, you real close. You really, really close to the kingdom. And I feel like the philosophies that you have been metabolizing and that you are sharing is this attempt coming from a woman who sees the brokenness of humanity and desperately wants to fix it. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like where it will never be complete is if it comes out of the context of scripture. That's where I don't feel like it's going to be complete. I think you're going to help a lot of women.
Which is who I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I don't believe that gives us the reconciliation that I see in Genesis chapter number 2. I see God speaking to a man and a woman and giving them a commandment that needs, you said that there's a difference between, you said something about partnership and another thing. You said there was a difference between relationship and partnership. Mm-hmm. I said that the statement, man should not, it's not good that a man should be alone. It's not a marital statement. It's a relationship statement. You said there's a difference between relationship and partnership. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there's a partnership between the man and the woman. I do believe that the Hebrew word for helpmeet is not this complementarian, like, you know, submissive wife. Because if you don't read the text right, then you won't get the revelation correctly, right? Mm-hmm. So I do believe a lot of people want that help meet that is just subservient and cook my meal and let it be hot when I get home and raise these kids and do these dishes and I'm gonna go out and work and I'm the hunter gatherer and you are the nurturer, whatever. But that word in Hebrew has nothing to do with like this docile help meet. This is a warrior,
a rescuer.
This is a redeemer. Mm-hmm. God is actually called the same word as a helpmeet later for Israel. Mm-hmm. So this already demystifies at the origin of scripture what most people have built their religion on: a woman who is disempowered and devalued and looked at as property as opposed to being the completion of a man.
Okay. All right. And so I agree with most of what you said here. The problem comes in because this is where I say that men are designed for relationships, that relationships are for men. Because when you are incomplete and you're not whole, what happens is you seek from somebody else the piece that you're missing. And since men base their approach to women on visual processing, they don't really see women for who they are as whole beings. They see them for what they're, one, sexually attracted to, and what they want to mold and shape her into being for what he specifically needs for his void, which ends up cutting the woman down from her true self to be somewhat of a slave for this male. And the moment that she changes or stops being who he wanted her to be or needed her to be, she becomes valueless to him. And that's inevitably going to happen when she, one, has to be cut down, and then he begins to suck the life out of her and doesn't replenish what he's taken. So she inevitably begins to change. Okay, so this is the part with a person, with the male not being whole within himself. So this is where relationships happen. So when you look at the definition of relationship versus partnership, they're actually two distinct definitions. The definition of relationship is basically how two or more things, items, or people are connected. Mm-hmm. Partnership is just two people or two or more people enjoying the same activities together. That's a totally different definition, because in relationship, what the key word is connected. When you create a relationship, you basically attach a cord. It's like an invisible cord from one person to another. And through the scientific term of diffusion, basically diffusion in chemistry is energy that's moving from a higher concentration to a lower concentration with the intent to maintain homeostasis. Well, when a person who is not whole gets with a person who has more wholeness or more energy in them, and they build a relationship, what they do is connect this invisible cord, and then the energy begins to siphon from the higher concentrated area to the lower concentrated area. Well, here's the problem with that. The male is literally like a bottomless pit. it's like the more you give him, the more he takes. It's like it's never enough, right? It's never enough. So when it gets to the point where it's never enough, now we're speaking, I'm one woman with three men up here, right? So women say these things, right? They say these things, but men don't hear them because men are focused on their own point of view and not the women's point of view. So women end up giving, even Ryan himself said it maybe a couple years ago. I don't know when he did this. I don't know when you say it. I don't know.
I'm wholesome now. I changed. Mm-hmm. I've grown.
They asked him specifically, how's your dating life been now that you date younger women with really no experience? Oh, it's been great because, you know, they don't have a lot of bad experience. So they give you more grace. They give you more grace to what? Mess up, right? And so what happens is a lot of these guys get with women with the intent to fuck up just so that they can.
Now, y'all know I love McDonald's for a quick meal, especially if I'm out and about with the boys and need something to eat. I like food, and y'all know I like saving money too. Did you know that you can save money with deals in the McDonald's app every single day? Yeah, you heard that right. There's a deal every day in the app. So if you are an avid McDonald's goer like me, you'll find the best value for your buck by using the app. One of my favorite things about the app is the ability to order ahead. So let's say I'm on the road, just picked up Axel from school, and know I promised him some McDonald's fries and a sundae, but don't want to have to wait in that long line. I open up the app and just place my order there. Then I can walk in and pick up my order when it's ready, no wait needed, especially if I time it right. And I love that you can also get a bunch of deals in the app as well. I just logged in and can get a free Big Mac with a minimum purchase of $1. But check it every day because the deals are always changing. Plus, make sure to share your birthday so McDonald's can celebrate with you with something special. Dream drivers save money with the McDonald's app. Nope, you must opt into rewards.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Do it without any repercussions, right?
I will say that was an assumption with the intent, because my intent was never stated. So I think that's an assumption you make. I know you said you wanted to stick to statistics, right?
So I just want to make sure we're doing that. Cool. So let me do this, because a lot of what you describe, again, we use this version of this broken man in every example. Can a man be whole? Like, can a man be at a point where he's ready for a woman? Do you believe that a man can ever get to that point where he's healthy enough to be in a healthy relationship with a woman?
The question then becomes, is there a man outside of the 41 Shades of Men, because that's a book that I wrote, that is not of the 41 Shades?
Yes, his name's Yeshua.
So guess what? Yeshua ain't sitting in front of none of these women. And if they're gonna talk to Yeshua, then none of y'all in the flesh are going to be there.
I mean, all people, this thing, so, Priscilla, that's the all thing. People are capable of manipulation, just as all people could be susceptible to manipulation.
Well, here's the thing.
How humans work.
Well,
I want to finish. Yeah. I want to finish getting this, because I don't want to go down the philosophical. Yeah. I want to keep it here, because if we're saying that a man can never be at a point to have a healthy relationship, can a woman ever be in a healthy point where she can have a healthy relationship?
The question would have to be, and if you want to get some women up here to ask them specifically what it is that they want, because again, I'm talking to three males and I'm the only woman here trying to convey on behalf of women's thinking. You all want,
some women's thinking.
You all want something that's opposite of what women actually want, right? And the thing that
But that's women, a general statement, though.
But and here's
yeah,
the thing.
That's not all women, though, Priscilla.
What is that, though? What do you mean
thing.
By that?
Here's the thing.
That is actually a subjective statement.
That's not data.
I know you have a lot of statistics, that would actually be a subjective
but here's
statement.
Here's the thing.
Because there's women in the chat that wouldn't agree with that.
Well, here's the thing.
Unless you're saying that the only reason why they disagree with it is because they haven't
been
enlightened.
No, seriously. Would we be having this conversation if everything was peaches and cream between men and women?
Of course not. Of course not.
Okay.
Your platform, our platform, even Tim Ross's platform exists because people have problems and relationships tend to be one of those common problems.
And so here's the thing. Okay. Unlike the majority of these platforms, I go into root cause analysis of the why things are messed up, okay? Because for the last 10 years, it's been a circle of the same thing. And then when you go back 50 years, the male's disposition has been the same and it has not changed. It has not changed. So to continue to do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, that's Lunacy. The definition of insanity. So clearly what people have been talking about ain't working and is getting worse. So there must be another explanation contrary to the same talking points that's been going on for the last 10 years and the same complaints coming or the same verbiage over the last 50 years. So what I'm saying is that the majority of people talking this got it wrong. And I'm coming with something new that ain't nobody really even talking about or not focused on. So of course, people who are not introduced to new information will automatically reject it. I'm not concerned about people rejecting something that they ain't used to because I'm here to give a different perspective that people have not considered, right? So women do a lot of talking and males often say, we ain't trying to hear that. It just go in one ear and out the other. So women are saying what they need over and over and over again. Women are saying what they want. And clearly men do not care enough to give women what they want. But I can tell you right now, men got a whole laundry list about what they need from a woman. And if you ask the male what he's supposed to do, he gonna give you a real shallow answer, provide and protect. And that don't never even have no real context. So it leaves a whole lot of gray area. I used to be a car salesman. And guess what? Car salesmen speak in terms of gray area. And when you don't speak in absolute black and white, guess what you do? You give people the ability to create their own fantasies and fill in the blanks that you left blank. So when a man says provide and protect, they never even go into detail. They allow the woman to create her own idea of what she thinks he means by provide and protect. Then she goes in looking for certain behaviors that she might want that have not been properly communicated to the male, right? While the male is just doing his natural do, okay? So this miscommunication, this misunderstanding about the biological and neurological makeup of both the male and female is causing a lot of conflict. And I'm here to give more context to the why things are dysfunctional. Now, the way I'm saying it, the fact of the matter is men do not benefit from me telling women the truth about how men think and how they function, because if women saw men the way that I see them, a lot of women would not give men access to them and they would not tolerate a lot of the things that men are doing and have be sitting there extended periods of time continuing to give their energy to try to make this male be something that he keeps showing you that he not.
Now, I think, Priscilla, if women took your counsel, I think they're going to be in trouble. And the reason I say that is because you are laying out some statistics, but it's your perception of the statistics. Mm-hmm. Like you talk about, hey, 50% of marriage, 50 some odd percent of marriages end in divorce.
No, I said 54% of women who are divorced never want to remarry again.
Even in that statistical statement, your reasoning for it is very pessimistic.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy,
Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.